You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now for a piece on a National Day of Action. For the police, their mission in New Zealand is for it to be the safest country it can possibly be. However, for many New Zealanders, their view on the police isn't quite as positive. Our justice system has been called systematically racist, with targeted, profiled discrimination against both Māori and Pacifica communities. The police themselves admit to these unconscious biases, so the announcement of arming the police and releasing squads of armed officers onto the streets of Monaco, Waikato and Canterbury came with some controversy. These teams have been deployed since late October last year, and already they've been sent out 75 times a day. Militarised patrols of police routinely checking traffic stops and high-risk situations. As you can imagine, not everyone is happy about this. So I got in touch with Emily Lakatea, a spokesperson for People Against Prisons Aotearoa and a member of the Arms Down Coalition, a collective of organisations and experts affected by police violence. The group's organising a National Day of Action, the first event against police militarisation in Aotearoa. We start with when the squad was first established.
So on October 18th last year, Police Commissioner Mike Bush announced, or declared might even be a better word, that patrols of heavily armed police commandos would be put out at random to roam around in communities across the country. Straight away, People Against Prisons Aotearoa was concerned that this policy was a bad idea, and that seems to have been borne out from the evidence. So essentially, the rhetoric that was used to justify these teams was that they were going to be a measure to prevent firearms emergencies. As a way of reducing the response time of the armed offender squad so they could get out to these emergencies and shut them down before anyone is killed. That idea may or may not have merits, but if that's kind of relevant because, as it happens, that's not what these teams are being used for whatsoever. Radio New Zealand acquired some data under the Official Information Act and found that the armed response teams are being called out 75 times a day, 50 times more often than the armed offender squads ever have been, and that they are mostly being used, according to Police National Commander Freda Grace, for routine traffic stops. So far from being our frontline defenders from terrorism or violent gang attacks, these armed response teams are being used to point machine guns at New Zealanders during everyday routine policing. That's not what they said that these squads were going to be used for. That's not a reasonable use of police resources, and that's not how New Zealanders believe policing should be done in this country.
No.
And that's why we've called for a National Day of Action.
Yes, that's right. I mean, in your own view, I mean, it might have not started out this way, but do you think there was an immediate threat or like a menace in the society that they were responding to specifically, or do you think that has now changed tack?
So when this policy was first announced, Mike Bush was very, very quick to use the white supremacist terrorist attack of March 15 last year to say that these armed response teams were a necessary response to the threat of fascist violence. That isn't borne out at all by how these squads have been used. Bush was also quick to say that gang violence has gotten so bad in this country that the operating environment that the police exist within has changed so much that they need to be able to pull out machine guns at a moment's notice to be able to stay safe. Well, I actually asked the police for data on health and firearms are used in assaults against police officers and how often police officers are assaulted overall. Neither of those statistics has worsened in the last 6 years. So there's no criminological justification for the use of these squads whatsoever. What we can see is that they're being used primarily in working-class Māori Pacific communities in counties Monaco and in Waikato. Well, Māori Pacific people are, respectively, 8 times and 3 times more likely than Pākehā to be the victims of police violence. Since these patrols were first trialled, 3 New Zealanders have been shot and killed by police across the country because this policy gives the cops permission to shoot first and ask questions later.
I mean, there are fundamental flaws. We know this within the police and our justice system. Discrimination and prejudice exists against targeted, disenfranchised communities. What kind of position do you think this puts those communities in if we continue to arm the police?
Well, this is routine element of frontline routine policing.
Yeah.
It's just being done by stealth, and the government so far has been very happy to wash their hands of it and claim that this is an operational matter, which they have no jurisdiction over.
Mm.
This is not the case. If every police officer in the country decided that they were going to carry a machine gun with them while they went about their rounds, it would be absurd to say that that's not a legislative issue which the government should have a say over. So Stuart Nash, the police minister, and Jacinda Ardern are simply just not intervening in the political way that they should be. We can have control over the police. We probably should have control over the police.
Yeah, yeah.
And the National Day of Action, which we're calling, is an effort to reassert that control over how policing is conducted in this country.
Yeah, I mean, as you just said, this is a huge problem within New Zealand police. It's twice as likely, you know, this new data that came out, it's twice as likely for a first-time Māori offender to be sent to court than a Pākehā. Police have accepted this unconscious bias. These strained relationships with the Māori and Pacific communities with the police are, you know, at a stalemate. So, Emily, I guess what I want to ask you now is just about your organisation, the People Against Prisons Aotearoa, and the Arms Down Coalition. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm part of People Against Prisons Aotearoa. We're a community organisation with chapters across the country who work in the criminal justice sphere to try to address the worst excesses of the racist violence perpetrated by the criminal justice system every day. And we've become part of the Armed Down Coalition, which is kind of a grouping of experts, community leaders, and organizations across the country who are working to have these armed police patrols cancelled before more people lose their lives to police violence in this country.
Mm-hmm. And there, this National Day of Action, tell me a little bit about the event at the end of the month that's been organized.
Yeah, so the Arms Down Coalition have put our heads together and said, enough is enough of this. There's no need for these trials to go on any longer. And so we've called a number of events at the end of March. So on Sunday, March 29th in Auckland, members of the community will be meeting in Monaco Square and marching to the County's Monaco Police Station, which is the headquarters of the Auckland Armed Police Patrols.
Mm.
And there we'll call on the police to end the trial. Councillor Ephesel Collins, who represents County's Monaco in Auckland Council, will be there to talk about why he opposes police machine guns on the streets of his community.
Mm.
And we'll also be having an event in Te Aro Park on Sunday, March 29th at midday. Speakers still being confirmed on that. But the National Day Against Police Militarization is our best opportunity to show the state that our communities fundamentally reject the idea that we need armed squads of police commandos on our streets to keep us safe. Mm-hmm. We know for a fact that the police are racist, that the police discriminate against our people, and that the police are much, much more likely to take our lives if we allow them to have these kinds of weapons.
That was Emily Rakite. Just a follow-up, just if you're interested in keeping up with the Arms Down Coalition and what they're doing, and if you'd like to get involved or even come along on the day, you can go to armsdown.co.nz or the Facebook page. All the information is there online.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.